Chapter 38. They left the hotel on foot, without escorts, without restrictions, but with their pardons in their pockets, just in case. And though the sun was warmer near the beach, the air was certainly lighter. The sky was clearer. The world was pretty again. Hope filled the air. They smiled and laughed at almost anything. They strolled along Atlantic Boulevard and mixed easily with the tourists. Lunch was steak and beer at a sidewalk cafe, under an umbrella, so they could watch the foot traffic. Little was said as they ate and drank. Everything was seen, though, especially the younger ladies in shorts and skimpy tops. Prison had turned them into old men. Now they felt the urge to party. Especially Hatley Beach. He'd had wealth and status and ambition, and as a federal judge, he'd had what was all but impossible to lose, a lifetime appointment. He'd fallen hard, lost everything, and during his first 2 years at Trumbull, he'd existed in a state of depression. He had accepted the fact that he would die there, and he'd seriously considered suicide. Now, at the age of 56, he was emerging from the darkness in a rather splendid fashion. He was 15 pounds lighter, nicely tanned, in good health, divorced from a woman who had money but not much else to offer, and about to collect a fortune. Not a bad middle-aged rally, he told himself. He missed his children, but they'd followed the money and forgotten about him. Hatley Beach was ready for some fun. Spicer was also looking for a party. Preferably wanted a casino. His wife had no passport, so it would be a few weeks before she could join him in London, or wherever he might land. Did they have casinos in Europe? Beach thought so. Yarber had no idea, and didn't care. Finn was the most reserved of the three. He drank a soda instead of beer, and he wasn't as interested in the flesh passing by. Finn was already in Europe. He'd never leave, never return to his native land. He was 60, very fit, now with lots of money, and was about to bum around Italy and Greece for the next 10 years. Across the street, they found a small bookstore and bought several travel books. In a shop specializing in beachwear, they found just the right sunglasses. It was time to see Jack Argrow again and finish the deal.